Hey guys, this is Courtney Mason, and this is the Millennial Dreamers Podcast. Hello, Millennial Dreamers. I am back with another episode. I know it's been a minute. I got a text message from one of my friends recently, and she was like, listen, I don't know what's going on, but it's been a few weeks since we've had a Millennial Dreamers podcast. What are you doing? And just to let you know, I have been working behind the scenes. What I am doing right now is scheduling a list of people that I will interview on the podcast. I want to profile successful millennial entrepreneurs, thought leaders, creatives, and artists so that they can give you more of the insight that they have on their journey and how they're living an unconventional life in terms of their careers and how they're growing and just turning their passions into profit. So that's what I've been doing. It's taking a while to kind of just get everything situated, but I promise you, I will be bringing you the goods with some of these upcoming interviews. So for that reason, there's been a little lag, but on this Good Friday, I thought, you know, it might be good to just drop in and record a podcast from some things that I've been thinking about. I recently went back and looked at some of the content that I've created about a year ago. There was a series that I did that was a Facebook Live series entitled Friday Fast Tip. I would jump online every other Friday or every Friday, you know, depending on what my schedule was like. And I would just give similar content to this podcast, something that would, you know, topics that would help professionals, young professionals who are, you know, in their career, they're looking to get into whatever career that they graduated with a major in college. They're looking to get into that field or industry, or if you're looking to carve out a different path and go down a direction that, you know, you've always wanted to go down, but you haven't for one reason or another, I would share information there. And so one of the topics that I discussed on Friday Fast Tip was finding your focus. Now that's important to me because I'm always trying to reel myself back in. I say it all the time. My mind just, you know, it's always going. I have a million thoughts, it seems, all the time. And so I have to remind myself to focus. And there are a few things that you can do to help you stay focused. And so this podcast episode will be short and sweet. It's just 5 tips on how you can find your focus. And you can implement this on a day-to-day basis just to, you know, give yourself a few checks here and there to see, make, you know, if you're doing the things that will help you to stay on top of your game. So without further ado, let's just get into these tips. So the first one, it's the first one, but it starts at the end of, and it, you will apply this to the end of your day. So you've gone through, you know, your entire day and it's almost time for you to leave and clock out for the day. You want to make sure that you organize your desk at the end of the day. Now, that might seem small, but it can really help out because studies have shown that paper clutter is one thing that stresses employees out. Have you ever come back after you had a really long day, maybe on a Wednesday, you had meetings, you took a ton of notes, and you just have papers everywhere. You've printed things out, you have stacks of paper here, there, there, and there. And when you come back the next day, if you've not organized your desk, it may make you feel overwhelmed. And you start the day kind of with a clouded mind. You don't know. You're like, what do I do now? What do I do now? If you end each day with organizing your desk, decluttering, you know, shredding some of the papers that you don't need anymore, throwing them away, putting them neatly in piles so that you know what to do and what to tackle the next day, it'll make your days so much easier. So the first tip is about the end of each workday. Organize your desk and declutter. Secondly, You want to avoid multitasking. That's easier said than done, but it's something that we really need to try to focus on because now we're in this age of technology and it's so easy to get distracted. You have group text messages going on. You have personal email notifications coming in. You have phone calls that, you know, your phone might be ringing. All these different things that will distract you once you might be in a groove of your work. So try your best to, if you can, you know, turn off your personal email notifications on your phone. Because sometimes it's hard to resist looking at your phone if you know that you just got an email. You don't know if it's something that you might be interested in reading or if it's just junk mail. If you turn it off and schedule a time and throughout your day to maybe check your personal emails, even check social media so you won't be looking at your phone, checking social media on the hour, every hour. You can say at 11 o'clock after I've worked for 2 to 3 hours, I'll check my social media, I'll check my personal email. Something like that that gives you a moment to do those things to get outside of, you know, the mundane work or whatever that's like keeping your focus. You can do something like, you know, look at your text messages, see what the group chat is saying, all those things. But set aside, try to avoid multitasking because when your brain or when your thoughts are like divided, it's hard to stay on track. And it actually makes you work even harder on a project because if you were really, really focused on it, you would be able to get it done in a timely manner. When you're distracted, it prolongs the amount of time that you have to do it because you're not all there. You're not completely focused. So avoid multitasking. That's the second tip. The third tip would be to take frequent breaks. I know that sounds counterproductive, but it's been scientifically proven that people who take frequent breaks throughout the day are more productive. There's a company called DeskTime who offers time tracking software, and they collected data that showed that employees who work for 50 minutes straight without interruptions, and then take a 15-minute break are more productive than someone who sits at their desk for hours and tries to power through. You think that if I just sit here and figure it out and just really stare at the computer and write out notes and all of that, that's going to help you out. But it really doesn't. If you really say, I'm going to turn off, you know, the distractions, put my phone away, not check emails that aren't work-related or even work-related ones if they can wait. If you just say, for 50 minutes straight, I'm going to focus all of my attention on figuring this problem out, doing this project activity, and then take a break, you're far more likely to be productive than someone who just sits. So just, you know, try to fire on all cylinders in that allotted time and then give yourself 15 minutes to kind of decompress. And then you can go back in for another 50 minutes and take, you know, 10 more minutes after that. And that way you're getting more done in your time as opposed to just having, you know, 8 hours of like, oh, I'm doing work when really you're not getting much done as collectively if you look at the entirety of your day, if you just kind of sat there and only got up here and now, you know, when you needed to go get something to eat or when you just need to use the bathroom. You want to make sure that you're intentional about your time. The fourth tip is to get some sunlight. Now, that is important for anyone who works in maybe like an office or something. You're sitting under fluorescent lights all day. And it's just kind of good to get out and get some vitamin D, get some sunlight, get some fresh air, because it's just kind of, I don't know, it's something about being in an office that can make you feel like, I just want to be outside. And I don't know, for me, I just always have been a person who likes to be outside. If you, you know, watch movies where they have the college students sitting outside on the lawn, or even if you were in college and your campus was like that, where you know there are a lot of grassy areas and you saw people sitting on blankets reading and things like that, I would be that person because I just like to be outside. But it's still good if you're working indoors and working in an office space that you get some sunlight if you can. Go downstairs, you know, walk around for a little while, just sit. You don't have to do much. Just that can be the time that you take a break. As mentioned in the previous tip, like go outside, get some sunlight. Lastly, this is the last one. I told you it was going to be quick. Meditate. Now, this is one that I'm constantly trying to improve on because when I am intentional about my meditation practice, I see positive results. But I know it's easier said than done. So there are apps that you can use, such as one called Headspace, that will help you to kind of work through the kinks. I know sometimes just sitting still for a little while, you're like, your mind wanders and everything, but that's okay if that happens. You want to make sure that you at least attempt to be still for a little while. And if your mind wanders, just bring yourself back into focus and just try to have moments of stillness, because that will help you to work your mental muscles. And there are lots of studies on the benefits of meditation and how it can improve your focus. So just do a little Google search, find some articles, read them, even, you know, go on YouTube and look into that and see what the benefits of meditation are and how you can improve upon that. But one app that I have on my phone currently is Headspace, and it helps you. I think it has music and stuff that can kind of like, it tracks, you know, the amount of time that you're meditating and all those different things. So utilize that if you're just, you know, someone who's like, I would like to, but it's just hard for me. So those are 5 quick and easy tips on how to find your focus. We must do that in order to maximize our time, because when you're intentional about your time and how you use it, that's the easiest way to achieve your goals and to get closer towards your goals, because, you know, it's what you do. We think about, like, geez, Beyonce has this many hours in a day, or Barack has this amount of hours in his day and all those things. But we also have, you know, 24 hours just like everyone else. It's what we do with it. So I hope that helps. Hope you're just like me, finding your focus. And I will be back with you soon with an interview. So stay tuned. I appreciate you listening. Have a great weekend. Peace. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode. If you have any ideas you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, send me an email to millennialdreamerspodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's millennialdreamerspodcast@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Oh, and hit the subscribe button. Talk soon. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.